fart penis?
Yeah, old McDonald had a fart and a penis too. He owned a fart?
Yeah, he owned a fart.
Yeah, he owned that fart. He roasted it.
Yeah, he owned a fart.
Dude, you're so stinky.
Can't believe
the fart started
stinky.
Crying.
Stupid cat, bro. You can't even open the door. How you don't got opposable thumbs? Freaking loser, dude. Oh, crap. We're streaming. You're in a different place.
Yeah, I am.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. I'm basically collecting underpants right now. Underpants are the most important piece of garment you could own.
Oh, my freaking anus.
Unfortunately, I just,
farted. Unfortunately.
I just farted.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I just farted so loud, my mother died.
That's unfortunate, but it's don't cry over spilt milk.
Yeah, that type of thing. You know. Right on time. That's right, baby. You know how we do it here. We're always on time. We never slack off or sleep in the middle of the day. Or eat things full of carbs and starch that makes us sleepy. We never do that. Me and Sophia never do that. We're all the time ready to go.
Yeah, I never eat pizza, especially not today.
Especially not today, man. We never do that, basically. Tweet it out, get it farting.
How are your knuckles doing? Personally, my fingers smell like blood.
Well,
I don't know why that happens.
Why does your finger smell like blood?
Because I was playing the guitar and now they're like, they hurt, yeah. But like they're red. I guess the blood comes to the surface. They smell like blood.
Okay. No, my knuckles are
good.
You get
all inflamed.
It hurt a lot. Inflamed, Beethoven. They hurt a lot more today, but they're doing good.
That's good. It's proper. Yeah, it's proper.
Quite proper. What you mean, mate? You a black person? Let me get my cat, my cactus in my butt.
Huh?
I'm about to deke this cat out, man. Stupid cat. Hate animals, man. Animals are gay. They're all retarded and don't even know how to read or write or listen to you or dodge your foot.
Yeah, totally not like me. I'm super smart and I know how to read and write.
But yeah, I'm always perspiring.
What?
Nothing.
You mean you're sweating?
I'm always perspiring. I'm always perspirant and truncated.
Perspirant? Ah, my anus!
I'm almost aromatic. But never.
One could say that I'm bifurcated. One could say that I'm.
Oh, that a woman actually are. That's disgusting.
Oh. Yeah, one could say I'm bilabial clicking. Dude, that's the worst. Who came up with that? That's like a phonetic sound.
Bilabial clicking. That's the thing.
Yeah, technically your lips your mouth lips are labia.
Yeah, but they don't call it that in English. In Portuguese, they call, like, lip that. But in English, the only thing they call labia is vagina. So when you say, when you refer to the lips as labia, it becomes associated.
Yeah. Clicking my labia screwed up together. That one.
Really screwed that one up.
Oh, dude. That's disgusting, though. Like, what do you say? Dude, I'm biting my labia right now.
Ow!
Ow! Dude, my labia are really dry. Can I get some chapstick? That's really
no,
the word in Portuguese.
Fool. Get away from me! That's like female sexual harassment right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, alright, guys. How's it going, everybody? Getting work done? Loving life? Is that your situation? If it's not, then why are you not doing that right now? Every day?
It's a good question. My school ends on Tuesday. It's my last day.
I gotta get some time. I gotta, you know, cancel college and go get my passport. Right. Y'all, no, we're not.
Nope.
Why would we be?
Of course
we're
not.
Way too happy for that. Way too good. Good, in a good situation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to ruin it with some bad times. Too well set.
I think until Tuesday, I will be schooling and I will be gaming. Then I'll get back to work.
What are you thinking about? Get back to work.
What am I thinking about?
Yeah.
Nobody should ever ask me that, because it's half the time you're just gonna be penis/anus. The other half will be
butt and wiener.
Butt and wiener.
Half the time I think about penis and anus. The other time, butt and wiener.
Mm-hmm.
No ideas.
Yeah, half the time I'm thinking Phineas and Ferb, more like penis and turd. That's it.
Not you. Yeah, that's a good way to cough.
I'm like a every horse. Time
every time I cough in public, I go. Yeah, very healthy. Cleans up the anus, right?
Today, but I figured out that you don't actually suck in air when you breathe.
Today I've come to show you the like how it looks and feels to be a mixture of every single race in the future. It looks like Sophia and it feels like farting.
Yeah. That makes sense, but
hello buddy. Sounds like a wiener jiggling.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Feels like a fart. Smells like a wiener jiggling.
Why? Smells? Is it sounds.
What?
I don't think a wiener is supposed to smell.
Yeah, it smells particular when it's jiggling.
That's dude, right.
iTab, you almost made me spit over my monitor for the fifth time today.
What?
I was drinking my grape juice, and he said, "And an anus? How don't you suck in the air in? How don't you?" Ah!
Yeah, very good reading skills, retard.
How
did
don't
drop
you
out?
Suck the air in when breathing? You what you're actually doing is like raising your rib cage, and that lowers the air pressure inside. So the air pressure outside is higher, so it flows into your lungs. And then when you contract your diaphragm or whatever, and it shrinks again, that increases the air pressure, so it goes out.
Yeah, whatever, Mr. Scientist. Go build a rocket, you gay person.
I deserve that.
So you mean you suck it in? It's a more complicated way. The same thing. Same thing. Because sucking is that you put your tongue back, and it sucks the air in. It needs space.
Sucking makes me think of something that's like muscular power rather than air pressure. So.
Yeah, whatever. You suck with your muscles?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But, we're not gonna bring any politics in here.
How have your lives been, fellas? What are you doing? What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, do you need help? What are you doing?
Yo, so what do I do? Imagine if customer service people were like that.
Not even
I'm sorry, do you need help?
I'm sorry, do you need help?
Mass Effect like Andromeda that? Levels of emoting.
I'm sorry, do you need help?
Sitting up at 2 a.m. watching this? Nice.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. Dan G. How did you find New Project 2, by the way, with the payment?
No idea.
What have you guys been doing with, you know, you guys got girlfriends or something? Or a job? Or a hobby? You guys got hobbies? I'm interested. I want to know how the good people are doing.
It's gotten easier for me to do skill-based stuff, like new music stuff. Probably a year ago, it'd be impossible for me to learn anything new, but now I enjoy it quite a bit, actually.
What are you doing? Seriously, though, what are you guys doing? Do you need help? I'm sorry, do you need help?
I'm sorry, is something bothering you? Are you, like, okay? Got a job in a weird relationship, first physical relationship I've ever been in, been cooking and cleaning, fixed up my car.
Sounds like the dream. Worldwide American dream. In a weird relationship?
What does that mean?
What do you mean weird? I'm interested in that. What does that mean?
Physical? Weird.
Let's get physical. Dude, stop playing CSGO. Uninstall that game.
Yeah. It's not even fun.
If you're not playing with, like, friends and having fun because of friends and not because of game, then CSGO is not it, 100%. That's not the kind of contemplative single playing game.
Contemplative.
Oh my god. Really? Are you gonna correct everything I say today?
Oh my gosh, am I glad that
really?
I'm not having hellish interactions like that. People going, people being passive aggressive. Worst thing ever.
I was thinking about taking up the hobby of protesting in a mask at the Rolex store. Oh no, take up the hobby of not giving a damn. She's doing that thing women do where they try to absolve themselves of guilt by saying they don't want a boyfriend in case they get bored. What? Wait. Explain that to me. I seriously don't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, do you mean she's going out with you and etc., but she's saying she's not, she doesn't want to call you her boyfriend because she doesn't want to take up the mantle of that, the responsibilities that come with it? Because if so, fly. That ain't for you. Or you talk to her about it and you correct that. That's path correct. Maybe she needs that wake-up call. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, then talk to her or you end it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing there for you. If it's that, if it's fear of responsibility. Itch got a penis. Might as well have.
Yeah, she needs to be willing to commit. Or else it's a waste of your time and hers.
Okay, honey. Okay, darling. Let's not. Let's just not.
I'm gonna shove my penis in your anus if you keep this up. Man, when I hear that sort of tone, I immediately think kill, 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 die.
Can you not?
Can we, like, not do this right now?
Can we not? Okay. Don't ignore warning signs of instability, dude. You fix that. Yeah, have a talk with her. There's no such thing. If it's fear of words, it's the word. Words matter. You know, in a very specific kind of way, words matter. They're all spells. You're casting like Skyrim spells when you say things. When you say boyfriend, it's kind of like when you say God. And if you don't have enough, you know, mana to cast that spell, you end up, you know, farting or something. You know, it's like hitting a chicken or something. If you don't have the mana and you try to cast that spell, you try to do that shout, that thoom, you're gonna be hitting all types of chickens. And you don't want to do that. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you should get that mana. Hundred chicken sandwiches. I mean, if it's been 2 months and you guys hang out every day, you're really close.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's probably got something wrong, and she needs you to talk to her about it. Okay.
All right.
Can you not? I'm sorry, can you not? I'm busy right now. Can you not see I'm doing something? Can you not?
Yeah, what to say when someone starts raping you?
Oh, dude. Listen. I know.
Waiting for me to take control.
Ooh. Listen.
Uh-oh.
Some girls are like that. And it's sort of unavoidable. Some of you will be dating them. I don't have enough information to say that's all off boundaries, but go ahead and you make it right. This is something very important to learn that you're only going to learn by experience, is you don't wait for other people to make things right. You do it. If people are, you know, slacking off and they're loitering and they're not doing what they're supposed to do, you go and do it. you stop worrying about what they're gonna do, because they'll do whatever they want. It's always like that. No, I'm not gonna be telling you. Yeah, women love it when you know, when they're not looking, you elbow them in the back of the head. I'm not gonna be saying any of that stuff. But you know, sometimes you gotta do it.
Yeah, women love it when you hit them in the back of the head and have surprise sex.
Yeah, they're washing the dishes, you hit them with an elbow right in the back of the head, they're out. Face on a dirty plate. They spit their teeth out.
I gotta be really careful when I start taking a sip of something.
Yeah.
Get hit. They love it when they're on the balcony, and out of nowhere, you do a Joe Rogan spin kick to the back of their head, they go flying down five stories.
Man. You know, you give them that nice elbow neck with some impulse from their shoulder and hip. From your shoulder and hip, you straight up elbow them in the back of the head. When their head slams against the railing of the balcony, that's exactly what they want sometimes. She likes being bullied a little. I bought a squishy ball and threw it at her. She was into it. Sounds funny.
I mean, as long as she's not asking you to, like, choke her or something like that.
Yeah, as long as you guys aren't horsing around and she's like, step on my balls! As long as she's not doing any of that, then it's fine.
I'm sorry, step on my balls?
Yeah. As long as none of that's happening, then it's fine.
Yeah. When a woman asks you to step on her balls,
that's, you know, red flag.
You gotta run away for several reasons.
Just, you know, keep an eye out for that sort of stuff. And if it's getting too crazy, you tell her, hey, I don't think this is healthy. Gotta get it together.
Yeah.
But let's say that's not gonna happen. And let's be optimistic.
Talk about surprise sex.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's absolutely right. You don't want a problem.
I mean, I'm gonna be telling you that masculinity is all about being the one in charge, in the sense that when things go wrong, what's supposed to happen is that she's gonna be much more sensitive and much more negatively emoting, and you're gonna have to be stronghold. I'm not gonna tell you that that's ever gonna be backwards. But there's a difference between that, between being the rock, between being the stable part of the relationship, and being the manager. You don't want to be managing anything.
Yeah.
You guys want to have kids. You don't want to already have a kid and then have kids with your kid. That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
It sounds like something you wouldn't want to do. She sucks at intimacy. I need to take control there too. That's another story though. Listen. Seriously, talk to her. Seriously. I'm generally presuming that that's possible, and that, you know, she's not going to start crying and telling whatever. I'm presuming that's possible. So just, like, ask her, like, hey, what's going on? Etc. You can figure that out with conversation. It's very simple.
Yeah.
I try to help her manage herself. I hope that works, but, hey. Hope only goes so far. But good luck, Hydra. Seriously. Did you go to therapy or something? Too many crazy people. There's a healthy amount of control you should be having over things.
Yeah.
Basically. And obviously, as a man, you're going to have more of it. Because women are not very good at making, they're sort of indecisive. It's not a knock. Sort of indecisive. So you're probably going to be having to make some decisions. Taking some leads. It's been working well. I've caused her to do a lot of introspection. She's changed her behavior and the way she talks. Really good. She has a therapist. That's cool. Hopefully that's going well.
What song is this? Sportsman by Hiromi Hosono? Yeah. You got a good thing going. You just gotta talk to her. She probably doesn't even notice.
It goes for everything, too. A healthy amount of control. People will outsource a lot of stuff to you if you allow them to do that. If you prove to them that you can handle it. And they're not even going to think about it. You know, word of mouth. Verbal contracts. Those are abound if you are good enough and trustworthy enough to handle them. And ideally, you would be able to do that. People straight up do what you tell them to do. That's great.
Yep.
That means, you know, everything's working on time. The trains are running. The ideal thing is building it's like the same principle of investing, the same principle of automation. It's having things work for you. It's working towards things working for you always. Which just sounds selfish if you have the wrong framework. But with investing, same thing with automation, same thing with even art. You don't want to be, you know, you want to be cost effective. You want to put down something and you want it to work for you. Not something when Jack A came out, it was very cheap and made a lot of money and everybody wanted something like that. Same thing for Blair Witch Project? I think so. Very cheap, made a lot of money. Same thing with everything. So you want things to be working for you. So you want to be building. You got to let people know what you want them to do. And it's sort of difficult for people who are introspective or generally feel like they're a disturbance. My girlfriend is like that. She doesn't like asking me stuff because she feels like she's bothering me. But for those people, you gotta be able to communicate what you want well enough that people can actually, you know, that you can be made happy by other people. Because if you don't know how to do that, then it's gonna be you forever and it's all gonna be you. You're gonna be making yourself happy forever. Like how much, do you know how effort it takes to make you happy? You don't wanna be doing all that work on your own.
Yeah.
That's why we have kids. We lay back and they're walking around and we're happy. Because it's way easier on us. Every good thing has a, you know, it's good for everybody. It's never good for one person. So it isn't just good for the kid. It's good for the parent. Works for them. And that's what you want to do.
Freaking anus. Keeps falling out of my anus.
Ideally, okay, this goes for your friend. If you have friends, it's a good premise.
Yeah,
if you have friends, or even if you like, even when after you stop talking to people for a long time and then you go back to check on them and you see that they've absorbed some of the stuff they got from you, that means you've done your job. Because you gave them something. You taught them that, you know, this is how I like things because this is what is good. and they actually learned and absorbed it, and they kept it even after you were gone. Goes for everything. I've tried making myself happy, doesn't work. Yeah, a lot of people are like that. Some people can't. This girl is the first time I've been content. She has a 5-month-old baby. Okay.
How did she get that?
I didn't expect that. How'd that
happen?
I wasn't expecting that. I've always wanted kids, but never really knew just how awesome they are. That's crazy. I don't have the...
There's the twist, yeah.
I don't have the... Whoa. I can't even process that information.
How did she get those children? Or that child? I mean, you know,
that's a rhetorical question, obviously. It wasn't him, otherwise he would have said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, obviously. Well, yeah, he's known her for a short period of time, but was she, like, married to someone? What's the deal?
Probably not.
Yeah, I hope not.
I bet. But...
Aside that Boys of Canada song has been stuck in my head for days because of the stream. Yeah, it's really simple, but it's good. It's quality.
I don't know how good is this. I'm thinking of making a Twitch account too.
That's rough.
Oh, dude. That's rough. Nympho. What's wrong with your parents? Just turned 18, has over 12 sex partners that she remembers. Okay, man. How banging is this chick that you were willing to go into it with her? Seriously, because I know she's not hideous. For sure. I think are a little retarded, a little. Well.
Yeah, it doesn't just happen out of nowhere.
You know, that's sort of scary. I wouldn't, you know, I'm feeling terrified. If I were in your shoes, I'd be, you know, half a freaking world away by this point. But seriously, dude. Oh my gosh.
Brother and sister are autistic, and her mom is simple too. Like, genetically, something went wrong.
That is insane, man.
Is the kid retarded?
I'm not kidding. How good does she look?
Yeah.
Like, how insanely beautiful is this woman that you thought, you know what? Yeah, my jeans need some of that. I'm genuinely interested now. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah, she's very pretty and super sweet. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So that's tough to connect.
So did she just accidentally get pregnant? She said she just turned 18.
You wouldn't know about her past talking to her. She comes off as a shy church girl. Listen, I recognize that there is a type of woman who does not know what they're doing. I haven't met one of them, but I know they must exist. From things I've heard.
Just an accident, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Some women, some girls, they don't know. They have no idea what they're doing. they don't do it because, you know, it's what I want. They don't think me. They get suggestions and they just act on them. So maybe that, but still pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy, dude. If I were you, I'd have freaking five eyes all around my head. Paying very close attention to everything. You know.
Of course the internet played a role. It always does.
I'm not gonna be telling you anything other than if she already has a kid, and you know she didn't abort or anything like that, some crazy, really crazy, big time crazy.
Most...
Then you go ahead and you make some more. You make a lot.
Yeah, you pick up the mantle for whatever freaking anus, whatever penis.
You know, playing poker. That's what marriage and having kids is like. It's you all in. You no turning back now. If anybody turns back, it's catastrophe. All in on it. Go all in. And you make like six children or something. Seriously. Check it in and check it out. Yeah, some people need leadership to a crazy extent, and I don't even comprehend the whole spectrum of it. All right, anybody else got crazy stories they'd like to tell us right now?
Yeah, a lot of people never really develop a sense of direction at all. Especially because, you know, it's a secular society. They just sort go about it.
Everybody's got at least one really abnormal aspect of their life, so go ahead and tell us if you feel comfortable to do that. Man, that's crazy. I mean, hey, miracles do happen. Still, you are pretty tough. If you go ahead, crazy. That got me this feeling that this woman who needs leadership to keep me from flying apart either didn't have a father or father didn't teach her about and protect her from predatory men. I mean, that's always...
Her father had a secret second family and abandoned them. Wow, surprise, yeah, surprise. That's
to be expected. I mean, let's not tell ourselves that every woman that is doing that sort of stuff family? Is... Secret
family? How does that even happen?
Yeah, I gotta go away to work.
Oh, I gotta go to work.
For a long time.
For like a week.
I work trucking. I go away for a long period of time.
Huh.
Let's make something clear. Not every woman who has that sort of behavior is a poor, you know, victim who doesn't know what they're doing. I'm sure that's convenient to tell you if you want to do some stuff you weren't supposed to be doing, but not every one of them is like that. So you gotta keep your eye out. Some of them are maleficent. Yeah, that happens, Channer. Sometimes that stuff comes about and you don't even notice. Crazy. Just got out, burned through all of those untruths at once. And I'm currently watching a lot of Fight Club. Yeah, lifting and stuff. That's always good, man.
Yeah.
That's how men keep sane. I actually have a secret family. Some people.
It seems so hard, like high cortisol 24/7.
Yeah, some people. I'm going to tell you this. Some people are capable of compartmentalizing to a crazy extent. My friend Gustavo, he witnesses insane things frequently in his family, and he does not even compute. He's like, oh, okay. He doesn't get stressed about it. He splits all that up in his head.
That's strange.
Yeah, some people are able to do that. It's crazy.
My whole brain is aware all the time. Yeah. I can't shut it off, so.
Like, to compartmentalize for us, it's like to have a constant internal dialogue of a billion different hypotheses. Mm-hmm. And in order to be able to compartmentalize, you'd have to lie to yourself a lot. But some people don't even talk inside their head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her mother's fault. She was a fake Christian ex, meth head, who became saved but still lied. So she learned to lie, I guess. That's crazy. But I wouldn't blame it on her mother. She has a choice. I'm not going to be... Just because I know that women are more, you know, suggestible, I'm not going to be justifying what they do. They have choices. Carefully choose meek, disaffected women like the type we've been talking about, who trust without question. There's plenty of them.
That's rough. Imagine.
Yeah. Type that anticipate being abandoned, perhaps like father did. Do absolutely nothing that might rock the boat. I can't even conceptualize things like that. They're so outside of my field of view. Oh, I really wish I had some spaghetti right now. Wait, what? Spent a lot of time blaming myself, but I want a perfect boyfriend. Boyfriend?
Huh?
But I'm better off without a liar.
You said she before. Unless that's a typo.
Oh, wasn't. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, don't even be thinking about that. Don't dwell on things that are useful, that are not useful to your, you know, your development, your build. You don't, if you're playing an RPG, you don't be engaging with NPCs all the time that you don't have to be. That don't, you know, develop the story in any way. Construct your mind. It's your mind. Your personality is a narrative. It's a story. That's how we think of everything. Stories. What matters and stuff like that. So think of yourself as if you were writing something. A book. A movie. And make that good. Make yourself a good character. And don't have incessant, useless filler scenes.
Yeah.
Cut filler out. You're gonna say something about creating a Twitch account? Yeah. I kinda wanna... I like the thing... I like the atmosphere of Twitch. You know, and, just doing smaller things, smaller audiences. I would be doing it with Sophia, but we wouldn't be tweeting it out. Probably just the NP2 crew.
Yeah. Freaking ass! Alright.
What is it?
I don't know, I just felt like screaming.
Oh, okay.
I want to get a drum set.
You want everything.
What?
You already got a keyboard and a guitar.
That's true. I want everything.
You want a drum set? You'd let NP2 when you'd be on Twitch? I'd let NP2 know, if that's what you mean. Yeah. Exactly that. Only NP2 crew. Yeah, that's true. That's still some stuff. I wish we could have a streaming platform of our own. That would be pretty good. Just for our stuff.
Do you guys know if the payment processor is working again?
Check it in.
I should probably email Dick about it.
Yeah, MP2 crew exclusively. And then, you know, whatever additions there would be to that, it would be random people coming by, and that's what I like. I was robbed at gunpoint once. Spent 2 minutes arguing with the dude about letting me keep my driver's license. Heartless bastard. Man. Arguing with your mugger. Yeah, a lot of people feel it that way. Right around the, you know, end of the year. Feels like that quite often. I'm creating an LLC right now. That's me arguing with my mugger. DMV. Sensor.tv/gaming. That's a dream. It's crazy.
Try the gun? Oh yeah, you're in Brazil. It's impossible to get one.
My friend Gene, when he turns 21, his father's gonna give him a gun, and his grandfather also said the same thing. So he's gonna have two guns. So I'm gonna get one from him.
Nice.
Because I'm probably gonna own a house by then, so he's probably gonna give me his gun for protection. Check it in, check it out. Weird that he stayed to talk. Yeah, some of them do that.
Yeah, every 4 years, around November.
They do a whole lot of talking. They don't shut up. Mm-hmm. Hadn't handed the wallet over yet.
You get a shotgun at 15 in the UK? BRB moving to the UK.
Shotgun? Crazy, doesn't sound true. It's very difficult to do anything.
Oh yeah.
Things that relate to other people, unknown people. Trust is at a very low. People don't really like to do stuff.
Fucking anus.
I would like it if we had some more friends, because then we could probably play RPG.
Yeah, that's true. Currently have only one friend. Yeah, it is.
You doing your JTEX voice now, champ?
Aw, you know it.
Dude, yeah, it's JTEX.
All the time is my JTEX voice now. Ah, penis! Alright. Man, I look like one retarded midget.
Yes, sir.
Get a 9mm.
Get it. Yo, naked people be looking so funny.
Naked people be looking sexy, though. Guys, have you noticed that, like, naked people kind of look sexy?
It's a painting of Adam and Eve.
Bro, why do her womb be like 10 times bigger than the rest of her body?
Don't know.
Their arms are really tiny.
No permit? You are in gangsta heaven.
Yeah, based Midwest.
Yeah, Check it in, check it out.
Can find a proper thingy for my guitar. Help him move out of this asshole at some point. Makes sense.
Hail Hydra, how old are you? That's crazy, man. That's crazy, man. Yo, Jamie, pull that up. Yo, Jamie, pull that up.
Yo, Jamie, bend over. Oh my god.
Pull that article up about the monkeys, man.
Yo, Jamie, whip it out.
Yo, Jamie, pull that. Pull that article up about the monkeys, man. That's crazy.
Yo, Jamie, jiggle my wiener.
You want some apple juice, man? Just about
32? What?
32?
Did you say she was 18?
Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
14 years difference.
Hold up. Hold on.
Jamie, that's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yo, Chris. Yeah, this story has a lot of twists. I don't know if that's advisable to go with such a big age difference.
Yeah, I mean, probably should be going for what, 26 at best?
Yeah, I mean, well, what's the reason you didn't, you know, get kids sooner?
Nothing is advisable.
Nothing. Story, yeah, good point. Were you two talking before she was 18? Yeah, you said she just turned 18.
Might have to mute you for safety, Mr. Hydra.
Wrong. I have horrible social anxiety.
That's pretty crazy, man.
That's pretty crazy. Okay.
Ugh, but that made me swallow dry, so please don't talk about it. I want to forget that exists.
That's not the best situation, my guy.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, maybe legal, but it's pretty wacky, yeah. Because obviously there's going to be a big difference in, like, mental...
Yeah.
...maturity.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but you should really be shooting around your... You know, age.
Rudin toot toot. That's pretty crazy, man. Do you go on 4chan? I don't think we do.
No, there's nothing for us there.
Oh, you're asking the guy? That's pretty crazy, man. big disparity in power, yet that's probably not the best for you and her. Like the wind.
In my anus. No, there's no wind in my anus. I swear.
You came running.
Honestly, women don't become tolerable until 23. Okay, then. If she's intolerable, you probably shouldn't be hanging around her. I mean, the whole point is, you know, to get married and have children. You just create a strong enough bond that can handle that weight. That's not just gonna snap, so. I mean, she's from a whole different generation. You're a millennial and she's a zoomer, I guess.
She's my age.
Yeah. Imagine having a 32-year-old girlfriend. Oh my gosh, that's a nightmare. Yeah.
It would feel so bizarre.
Yeah. I can't imagine being 18 and having a...
like a full decade older.
Yeah. And thinking that's... and being comfortable with that. It seems kind of embarrassing.
Moms are hot, though? Make one, then. How's that for you?
Yeah.
No, dude. Marry a girl right now, and then... because if you get like an old woman right now, when you're older, you're gonna have an old lady, like an 80-year-old. That's not good. So just have a normal girlfriend right now, and then when you're 30, you're gonna have a mom. Make one. Make another mother for this world. It's crazy. That's pretty crazy, man.
Sir, run. Yeah, I'm leaning like 80% run for the hills, 20%. Maybe you could get somewhere. But, like, when your kids are 10, you're gonna be geriatric. What? I mean, practically, it's not the... I mean,
a whole decade is crazy. A whole decade is too crazy for me. If I had a 32-year-old girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
Like what would the conflict that would arise even be?
It's like exactly. It's like dating your mom or something like that. Something comparable to that.
Yeah.
Like, I guess for her, it'd be dating her dad.
Which makes me think about, like... old means... in their ways.
A co-worker wants already. To set me up with her 20-year-old daughter. I'm down to meet her. Well, if you're willing to exit the relationship, then obviously...
how willy-nilly do you switch, man? Jesus Christ!
Jesus!
What the...
into what a motorcycle life? Accident and broke her skull open?
Yeah. First you have an 18-year-old girlfriend. And then there's another 20-year-old girl, still 12 like, years younger than you,
and,
like,
and
she huh. and she might be down
I
to date you,
her.
But she had her skull bust open. Like, oh, that's an interesting life you got there, pal.
Yeah.
How, like, don't you have, like, anxiety issues? How freaking hot are you? Are you just the most anxious Cristiano Ronaldo of all time? That a bunch of 20-year-olds are trying to date you?
Young, you know, pretty women are like, oh, y'all date some boomer. I mean, 32 is not, like, that old, but in relation to a teenager...
Not that old, but still, a decade, that means, a completely different kind of person who you'll have a lot of
a lot tougher time
to relate with.
Yeah,
and they're already formed, so there will be a lot less melting and developing together. I'm short at 5'5". You gotta be freaking kidding me.
You're 5'5"? What kind of crack are these women smoking?
Dude, you're a freaking gnome. Are you lying to me?
You better be trolling.
You're lying right now. You have to be. Are you doubling down on how bizarre your life is? Like, to make us notice you're joking? Want to see my ID? Oh, Jesus.
Sure, why not?
32-year-old 5'5 has the opportunity to date two, like, 18 and 20-year-old pretty girls? That is so insane. I mean, my life is not normal, but... Jesus Christ. That's... something else entirely.
Yeah.
Are you gonna tell us you were born without arms too? Crazy. Okay, can we stop talking about this and get somebody else with a bizarre life story? I cuddled a 19-year-old a couple years ago. She broke up with me because I was too short. Your life is nothing short of a great comedy.
The pattern here is dating people that are over a decade younger than you. Why not date your peers? Have you ever dated like a 30-year-old woman? Or at least 25?
Dove head first into bourbon after that? You are insane! I've tried with the few I met.
Oh, freaking Yori, look at Igor.
You know, there's strange stories, but I sort of expect patterns. This is completely no pattern at all. It's just insane. No pattern.
Yeah. Yo, Chunky.
Hello, Admiral.
Why do boomers come here to ask a teenager for relationship advice? I don't know. But I would like to know...
By the
know...
way, Chunky, what is your real name? I don't want to be calling you Chunky.
That's a good nickname, though. Well, for
it is a good nickname.
Fat person, but, you know.
Hey, yo, Chunky.
Yo, Chunky, get over here.
Seriously, you're
What's
not
been
fat,
the talk
though.
Of the stream? We're trying to figure out... I'm not asking for advice, just telling my crazy story.
Yeah, that is true.
But why is it that you go for the young
Yeah,
ones?
I've interpreted multiple dreams for this girl, and I still don't know what her first name is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
You got,
oh, is it, it's Gabby?
Grew up Jehovah's Witness with a dad that wouldn't let me leave the house. That's crazy, man. Result of stunted growth. You think you're mentally still an 18-year-old? Is that the thing? Also, how did you get a job? Isn't that super difficult?
I was thinking maybe Chunky's name was something embarrassing like Shaniqua. And that's why she wouldn't mention it.
Yeah, Latrina.
Oh, imagine your name is Shaniqua. What do you do?
Queef Latrina.
Yeah, I guess you queef when you... That's your name.
Didn't even go to school. Yeah, getting a job was extremely difficult. I mean... I'm a whitened kid. My black mom wouldn't whiten me, then name me something goofy. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the purpose of having... if you're a black woman, what's the purpose of dating a white guy and having a kid with him if you're gonna... If you're not gonna name your kid, I don't know, Robert or Patrick.
Yeah, you're Robert. You're named Jeff.
Jeff? Yeah, that's your new name, female. Your name is Jeff.
And you're female. Yeah, sorry. I mean, yeah, Robert's a way better name for a female.
Yeah, Robert. Of that movie, that's what we'll call you.
Maybe we'll call you, Eugene. You like that?
Yeah, you have a girl, baby. Yeah. What are you gonna name her? Yeah, Phil.
Algernon. Yeah. Philip.
No way, that's my father's name. Philip DeFranco is your father's name? That's crazy.
Yeah, gonna name... If I have a boy, I'll name him Mike. And if I have a girl, I'll name her Philip DeFranco.
Oh, okay, it's not Philip DeFranco. It's Jeff. Oh, okay, I get it now. That's such a cool name.
that's
What's
your
name?
Father's
Jeff.
Jeff. That's a pretty crazy
that's
name.
That's a pretty cool name. I like that name.
My dad's name is Anus Penis Anus Toilet. My dad's name is actually Dr. Anus.
Dieter Dr. Anus.
Yeah. Dieter. What? That's a pretty
Dieter,
good name.
Dr. Anus. Yeah, Dieter.
Dieter.
You sure you don't have Tourette's?
I'm not really sure. I can't read.
Like, what is even Tourette's? Isn't that just going like Spangle all the time?
Yeah, Spangle.
Is it even a diagnosable thing, or is it just like being a retard and people tell you you got something? Like if
it's,
you don't
do
it,
no, it's all voluntary. It's not involuntarily. And frick.
Yeah, not so sure about that one, champ.
He's just autism, yeah. My freaking wiener's jiggling again.
Squeeze it. Make
it
stop.
I'm trying to squeeze it, and it's just slithering away like a garden snake.
Don't be leaden. Dad's name is Monkey.
It's getting away.
Well, in Sophia's dad's world, everybody is Monkey.
Yes. Monetization and guidelines test? Why do you care about that?
I don't know. They were probably not going to get it to work.
Yeah. Lucky you, it's voluntarily. Sometimes I just penis every other word for hours. That sounds... Say penis? No, just penis. I penis every other word.
I'm penising it. I penis every other word. I penis. If you're doing it. What? Penis?
Oh, penis?
No, it's happening again. Penis.
Oh, penis. It's happening. A penis.
Oh, it's happening. Penis. What's happening?
Oh, penis. It's penis.
I've got penis.
Again. You've got penis. Penis. It's penis again. You've got
penis. Oh, penis, it's penis again.
Yeah, a guy no, named penis is here again.
Don't penis me.
Gotcha, speak English, you freaking retard.
Why do you do that? That's a random word. I know what it means, but that's just a random word.
What does that mean? What does
like,
that mean?
Alcohol.
Great. If I were anus, I'd name alcohol penis.
I don't think anus has the power of naming anything.
Shut up, you turd. Ow, my finger. Yeah, I'd annoy my friend by saying penis constantly. I couldn't help myself. My name, penis. Oh, what's that, Mr. Doctor? Mr. Doctor?
Hello, Mr. Doctor Penis. Yeah, nice Mr. Doctor Penis.
Mr. Doctor Pisses Meanus? No!
Pisses Meanus?
No! Mr. Doctor Mrs. Penis. Madam Vagina?
Madame?
Madame? Your anal is looking penile.
Your anal butthole is looking quite...
Wow, your wiener. Butthole looks anal today.
A penile wiener in the anal butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Penile wiener in the anal butthole.
I have an anal penis.
I'm a pretty anal penis myself.
Is that a vagina?
Yo, dude, that penis was totally anal.
What a vagina is?
No, that does not sound right.
An anal penis sounds like an inverse penis. Because it's a hole.
Is that what anus means to you? The inverse?
No, it's not freaking... Shut up, you egger, squigger, egger, chigger, bigger.
Okay, so you want me to pay you $12? No, anus. Huh? Okay, Sophia, should I wash dishes? No, anus.
Wiener and anal buttholes are playing down at the Mercury Lounge. How old is Soph? I don't remember.
15.
Oh my gosh. Is there a problem? Like, is there a reason you're doing this to me right now? I'm sorry, did I offend you with my huge butt cheeks? I'm 15, but I act like I'm 7, because when I was 7, I thought I was 15.
Sounds like you're retarded. Did you ever know that?
I'm serious.
You're seriously retarded.
Shut up, you squigger.
It's pretty racist.
When I was younger...
You pooped yourself and ate it.
Yeah, a lot. And you didn't need to keep talking about it all the time. We all know already. Time. I still have problems with being continent and farting and not farting.
Yeah, you pee yourself sometimes. Pretty disgusting.
Yeah. But when I was younger, I didn't think. You peed
yourself even more.
That's true. When I was younger, I didn't find fart and poop and pee funny. Because I thought it was like, I was like mature and smart. I thought it was like gross and disgusting and gross. But now, it's hilarious.
Is Soph really 15? I mean, she popped up when she was 12. You've been
watching me since I was
four. 4 years.
Since I was four.
Yeah, since Sophia was four, you've been watching her.
I don't know why or how, but for 4 years, yeah. Pissing yourself is just normal, you know? Well, when you laugh as much as I do and when you pee as much as I do, it's inevitable. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, just, you know, don't keep it to peeing. Don't imagine pooping yourself out of laughter.
Well, I'll get there.
Sorry, this always happens.
I farted out of laughter. I've never pooped.
When?
recently, I think. But I've never pooped myself out of laughter. But I'll get there. Probably when I'm like
old. I'll get there.
Cause I'm gonna be laughing forever. But when you're old, you know, you sort of become a baby.
Did you send the MP3 of the talk to the woman police officer?
Not yet. I haven't actually got
any updates?
Any updates from her, yeah. I've sharted out of laughter? Oh, that's rough.
Age 30.
I don't want to be on Adult Swim. That's gay.
Yeah, Adult Swim isn't even
good. All TV is gay, and you're just going to get raped when you do it.
I mean, it would certainly be a good prank, but that would sort of be a pain in the butthole.
Yeah. On multiple levels.
And it's not even that worth it. It's getting smaller right now. It's running out of money because all the shows on it suck and are about sex and farting.
Yeah. Yeah, World Peace was peak Adult Swim.
Nothing better.
Yeah, restating the obvious, it's never honest or anything. They're always lying. They can never speak truth, so. Alright, we should wrap it up.
Yeah, 4 minutes. Squeeze a nice 4 minutes in, and then let's fart our way out of here.
Alright. Yeah, I think I...
farting away.
Oh my freaking...
The Wall Show sketched on... aired on Adult Swim. Yeah. A lot of good stuff.
I wish I got the people. Dear White People on there. Or no, not...
Dear White People?
No, it wasn't.
You watched Dear White People? I thought you were Red Crow, Sophia. What's wrong with you?
No, what's it called? Like, thank you.
Dear White People? Really? You, you're watching people? These Netflix shows about white people being bad? I can't believe you. I thought you were
Red Crow. Whatever, the one where they get a bunch of minorities.
Yeah, whatever you say, blue pill cuck.
Just to,
But you smoke crack. But you smoke your own wiener all the time.
I smoke fart. Crack.
Fart crack.
Oh, yeah, isn't that a butthole?
Good point. I smoke fart crack.
Technically, that's what a butthole is. The fart crack. Yeah, I heard fart crack was playing down a
Is that what you
match.
Call your butt? Yeah, I got a little pain in my fart crack.
I will be referring it to that as strictly from now on.
My fart
Wasn't
crank.
It called Thank You White People? Yeah.
Fart crank.
My fart I'm gonna crank that Soulja Boy.
Imagine you have a crank in your body that you could fart. If you cranked it. Crank it and what? Fart.
Oh, like a fart lever?
Yeah, fart lever.
Sorry.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Thanks. Thank you, Lika. Thanks.
I forgive you for farting so much.
I forgive you for being gay. Well, I'm not gay. I forgive you.
Bye. Quit farting and run away.
Yeah, good luck, Hydra.
What if I put a trumpet in my butthole and fart? It's gonna sound like this 9th symphony of Beethoven.
P nice analman. What was I gonna write here? Oh, right. Anus. Fart hole? Fart crack.
You just write that all over your walls like a sketch of furniture? Anus, fart crack, fart hole, butthole, fart box.
Fart box, fart zone, butt zone.
Wiener box, anal fart box. Box zone, fart zone, butt wiener box. Zone. Box, fart, box, wiener.
Boxed wiener? Is it like boxed wine?
Yeah. Yes, boxed wiener. Wiener in a box.
Yeah.
There was a thing called China in box.
Anal accoutrement. What?
Anal acoustics.
Oh,
is that just farting?
Fart crack.
Is that farting like in a refined way? Yeah, I just had an episode of anal acoustics.
I'm not farting. I'm just making anal acoustics with my butt cheeks.
Cheeks.
As opposed to my
smart
face cheeks.
Farts think aloud.
Smart farts think aloud.
Yes.
That's what Genghis Khan said.
When he got raped by George Washington? Yeah, when he banged George Washington. I mean, anal acoustics. What was that thing? We had a few like name ideas for stuff.
Genghis Khan, more like Genghis Khan, because the chigger dead.
Yeah, good one. That's the Joker. Well, okay, like in the end of the multiracial white supremacy, you had a few like names pop up. What were their names?
Conal anal.
Yeah, conaloscopy. The infamous. I always do it.
Conaloscopy.
I get my conal cleaned up.
My conal. My. Would you bang?
Jordan, I don't know about you, Victor, but we don't have sex with your presidents. Why?
Yeah, you're basically paying them. Ever you have the right to get laid. No, did any ever? Did any president? I give up.
Yeah, good one, retard. They say you're smart.
Half of the sentences I start, I don't finish.
Listen, how much can you fart in a day? If you tried your best.
I'd have to count. Maybe I should do that.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, great plan. What is Sophia's job? Counting how much I fart.
I tried doing that with how much I pee, but I gave up because it was too much.
Too much wiener. Too much. Is there ever too much wiener? Don't think so.
Ow, my freaking penis bone.
Ow, my penis bone. 30 farts at max. Ah, dude, that's low level stuff.
Got those wooden teeth. Oh, your head from wooden teeth. Be crazy, though.
How would it be crazy? You don't use teeth in anything.
Yeah, really? You don't? Okay.
Oh, yeah. We.
That's like they vanilla.
Yeah, you don't even bite a penis?
You don't even get your wiener bitten?
You don't even get your wiener?
Winner! My wiener hurts. Oh, my wiener.
Yo, I just got my winner bitten.
My winner
bitten. Oh, bite my winner.
I just got my penis smashed.
My teeth are teak. What type of wood are yours? Boner?
Boner wood?
Yeah, boner wood. That sounds like a school. Yeah, I got my GCSEs.
Yeah, boner wood.
Boner wood.
That's really good.
Boner wood high school.
Yeah.
You retarded.
Yeah.
Boner wood.
Oh my, that's boner. Your name? Yodeling Boner wood.
Yes.
Yodelei, who sounds like a Scandinavian name, honestly. You just spell it with a J.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Europe. But you go back to freaking hell now and fart in your own mouth. Okay, Sophia's Mr. Worldwide. She knows everything about everywhere. Miss Sophia, how many countries are there in Bosnia?
Got my meatballs, got my spaghetti.
Got my soup, got my meatballs, got my spaghetti. Yeah, good answer. How many countries are there in Bosnia? Got my soup, got my meatballs, got my spaghetti.
Oh no! Isn't that how the Pitbull song goes?
Yeah, isn't that how those Pitbull sound like?
Yeah, that Pitbull song.
That Pitbull.
Pitbull, yo.
Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide. I'm going freaking cuckoo nut banana.
Cuckoo nut banana. Wait, what did you say? What did you say, Pitbull? Dale.
Got my soup, got my spaghetti, got my meatball. No, wait, meatball spaghetti?
Got my meatball came spaghetti? Before.
Yeah.
Which came first, my meatballs or my spaghetti? My spaghetti?
My freaking fart. I just burned my labia.
By farting too much?
Yeah. Wait, if it's anal lips, wouldn't those also be labia?
Yes. My anal labia?
That makes me cry.
Okay, we got new levels of development. Yeah, I'm crying now.
My grundle.
Isn't that literally the name of a monster?
It sounds like the code name for taint. Honestly.
It does?
Yeah.
What kind of thing do you call your taint?
Yeah, my taint. Because I got a huge wiener. And it's very far away from my butthole.
Yeah, I'll brag about how far away my wiener is from my butthole.
Dude.
Meters away from my butthole. You wouldn't even believe it.
That's good.
I've never even seen my wiener.
Anal lips. Is that a real thing? Never mind.
Bottles of lotion. Yes, okay, where are the bottles of lotion?
Your setup doesn't make sense. You're not using the newer mic. No red hoodie, no bottles of lotion. Shorter answer, it's freaking hot as balls. I had to move. Why would you look it up, you weirdo? Like, obviously for scientific reasons.
Yeah, Sophia's always trying to learn more about the anus.
Yeah, I'm always trying to gather more data.
About anuses.
But anyways, the fart I just had burned my freaking labia off.
Jesus Christ, man.
Dude, I have hemorrhoids all over.
Good luck getting a husband in the future.
Oh, man. This is just advertising.
Yeah, it's basically advertising.
Basically advertising. I cannot think of a more appealing argument for someone to become my husband than these streams. This is me at my best.
Yeah. That's what you should be thinking about in your own life. Arguments for people to become my husband.
Yeah, I have to argue them if I debate you.
Yeah.
I'll debate you to be my husband. Yeah, if I beat you in a debate, you have to marry me.
No, that's completely illogical. That's a fallacy. You should be my husband. Fallacious. Your fallacious argument. Yeah, I bet a lot of women do some fallacious arguments to get them husbands.
Yeah, okay,
whatever, dude. I'm a homosexual or whatever. Like, I have gay sex.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh no, my wiener just freaking tipped over. It's never gonna come back.
Is that what happens to old men?
Yeah, I guess. Tips over. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no, my winner.
Can I see blackface? You are the second girl I know who's done blackface.
Yeah. Surprisingly common. Yeah.
Anus.
Fart.
Anus. Igger, 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 squigger, blair, chigger. That's the sound of the police. I wish that were what police sirens sounded like. I freaking wish cops were racist. Second? Ooh, who's the first? I can say, right?
What?
Who did blackface?
Yeah. It was Christina.
Like a boss. Yeah. I'm the one who's late to the party.
Yeah.
Alright, we should wrap it up.
Don't all girls do blackface when they're gonna do the face skin cleaning thing?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen my girlfriend do blackface multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Wigger, wigger, that's the sound of my dad running down the hall.
He screams when he's running down the hall saying wigger.
Squigger, jigger, that's the sound of my dad running down the hall.
Wigger, chigger, igger, bligger, spiggers.
That's the sound of Sophia alone in her room talking to nobody.
Talking to my head friends.
Yeah, my head friends.
Does who hate the N-words? I mean, I for one am a big igger hater. Probably the biggest.
What's an egg? What's an igger?
Careful now. I'm sorry, is something wrong? Can I help you?
What's an igger? What is an igger, dude? Tell me.
Watermelon igger.
Watermelon igger. Watermelon igger. I just met a watermelon igger. Nigga, I just gave me a watermelon.
Why are you sounding like a British black person?
Watermelon nigga. Beware of the watermelon nigga. Holy macaroni, dude. Watermelon nigga, I just saw a watermelon nigga walking down the streets, destroyed. Watermelon nigga. Watch as a watermelon nigga runs down the streets.
It's funnier because you sound like an African who's like narrating a nature documentary.
Watch as the watermelon nigga steals his food from the monkey.
He steals from the monkey.
Yeah, he steals the monkey and gives it to his watermelon nigga friends. He feeds the watermelon nigga community. Man, that blackface though.
Leganda, like my ancestor. Leganda.
Are you cosplaying as your ancestor? One, two, three, who needs to pee? Right, that's how I'm gonna talk to my kids.
Final thought.
One, two, three, who needs to pee? Me.
This guy.
A watermelon egg.
A watermelon egg.
I personally, I personally identify as a watermelon nigga. A desert kind of watermelon nigga. Ega. So that's the safety zone because it's Ega.
Yeah, watermelon
Ega. Look at me, I'm a watermelon Ega. I eat watermelon, I'm an Ega. Makes me a watermelon Ega. What is the final thought, Jerry Springster? Prankster?
Hello, yeah, it's Mr. like Prankster. Saying Dee Dee Manga Doo Doo. Manga Doo Doo.
Ega. I like your style.
Thanks.
You
like how I broke a bottle? Like this? Yeah, that's a good question. Open.
How could anybody like this? 57
people
other
enjoy
than me and Sophia?
This, yeah. It's kind of just like titillating ourselves.
Yeah, what is the final thought, Prankster God? Prank God. What's the final thought, Dr. Pringles?
I'm sorry, is that me?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's all. Oh, my freaking anus. That's the final thought.
Yeah.
I say as I pick my nose.
Ah, my anus. I'm picking my nose.
Isn't your nose your face anus? And your belly button's your torso
whatever.
Anus. And your butt is your anus anus.
Watermelon Ega.
Watermelon Ega.
This is the watermelon Ega hole. This is where he live. It eat his watermelon. Him and his watermelon Ega family. They live in peace. Eat the watermelon.
Yeah, that's
watermelon.
I'm sorry. Like, is there like a problem? Cause like you're like.
I'm sorry. Is there like a problem? Like, are you gay?
Are you like gay or something? That's like crazy. Anyways, you want to have gay?
Are you gay for me or something? That's super gay, dude. By the way, you want to have some gay sex? Not even gay or anything. I'm just a homosexual. Has gay sex.
Really gay or like gay?
I'm sorry, are you like a homosexual? Anyway, like, you wanna have some gay sex with my dad? And my mom?
No! Ew! It's gross.
Why are you breaking it down so hard? What you mean, mate? You got a problem with me being a watermelon, nigga?
You got a problem with me, nigga?
You got a problem, mate?
Sort of like saying cigar, but without the C?
Ega.
And you're British.
Oh no, I just farted so hard my anus exploded.
I'm sorry, I don't know why you told me that. Is there a reason you told me that?
Yeah.
No, really. You think it's Quashing fine to just say whatever comes to your mind?
Watermelon Ega.
In a prestigious university such as a school?
Fart. Doctor fart. You can't do
Dr.
it, can
Hart
you,
fart?
Dr. Fart?
Is that what a heart attack is?
You can't really keep it
a
in,
fart?
Fart feet.
Fart feet? Dr. Fart feet? How do you get that name?
Yeah, from the Fartfoot University.
Oh. Fartfoot. Yeah, fart. I went to Bonerwood High School in Fartfoot.
Dr. Fartfeet, the director of Bonerwood High School.
Dr. Fartfoot.
Ooh, Melaniga. I apologize for making fun of the good black people of nowhere.
Man, we really ought to make an RPG would name everything cool and awesome.
Yeah. Like Sugarhead and Cheese Balls.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Fart
those
Zone.
Are your two companions.
Yeah.
Yo, that'd be sick zone. Though. Chunky.
Sugarhead and Cheese Balls. Chunky Nuts.
Farky Nuts.
In the realm of fart feet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get swag balls. They're like coins, the swag balls. Get swag balls. And fart coins.
There's gonna be no black people. Only black people are funny and like make fun of black people. I don't really like racist. Because I hate black people.
Make fun of the black people. So gay, you stop existing. It's so gay.
Actor cheese balls and chunky nuts. All right. Cheese badge.
Funky balls or something. Funky toes.
Funky toes. Dude, I'm gonna fucking piss.
And vagina was the nuts.
Okay.
Nut balls. Supernutballs.net. It's gonna be the name of the game, Super Nutballs.
Dr. Punky Toes.
Cheese fart. Or like...
Oh, I'm gonna die of AIDS.
Fart nuts.
Fart nuts. Nut balls.
Yeah.
Ball sack.
I don't know. Fart boobies.
Yeah, crunk boobs.
Mr. Crunk balls.
Crunkman.
Yeah.
Booby Crunkman. That's the name.
Sir.
Breasticle Crunkman.
Breasticle.
That's a great name. Breasticle Crunkman.
Oh, crunk. Crunk breasticles. Ball sex.
Just ball sex?
Yes, ball sex. Ball sex.
Oh, wow, it's crazy. Just cry if you don't piss so soon. Yeah, let me just cry ammonia out of my eyes and die and get blind. From pee.
Nuts. Vagina.
Chicken penis. Name is Breasticle.
Breasticle chicken penis?
Yeah.
Chinus.
Dr. Chinus. Yeah, it's short for chicken penis.
Yeah, Chinus Brig. Bro, what? Breasticle?
Yeah, Chinus bro moment.
Chinus bro moment. That's a pretty chigger. The chigger zone.
Mhm. I guess our brains are in the chigger zone right now. Chinus, yeah. Breasticle Crunkman and Chinus, what was it? Figure foot? No, fart not Chinese.
Chinese fart feet.
You know what was the chicken penis? Chinus. Yeah. Chinus chicken. No wait.
Chinus
what was his
chicken
first name?
Penis. Chinus chicken penis fart nose fart noise. Fart balls. Dr. Fart Balls. Can you please give me a diagnosis, Mr. Fart Balls? Dr. Cheese Sack.
I really cheese sack. Ow, my freaking anus is gonna explode.
Cheese anus.
My chanus.
My chicken anus. Anus boner. You've got a new weapon, the anus boner. Kill your enemies.
Kill your enemies, rape your mother. No, stop.
You sound like you have two red.
Pudding. Cheese anus. Cheese penis. I wrote penis with two E's. Great. Awesome. Penis. Penis. Cheese. Chicken penis.
Chicken. Chim. Chin.
Dude, we really need to work on an RPG. If we made a game, it would be the greatest ever.
Fart balls.
You'd never forget what a character's name and what they do. Dr. Anus Nuts?
Dr. Anus Balls. Dr. Fart News?
Fart News?
Yeah, Fart News.
Y'all freaking... Did you break your anus? What your even brains, is your anus?
Your brigger chiggle chiggle.
I'm about to chiggle genus, your anus.
I'm about to
genus.
I'm about to genus your chiggle genus. Chinas your brig.
I'm about to get a chigger in this Chinese restaurant.
How hard could you break your anus? Brainus.
Brainus! Oh my gosh, how could we not figure this out? So obvious, Dr. Brainus.
Cheese anus. Anus cheese.
Okay, come on now. Dr. Scrotlicker.
Scrotlicker Adam Balls. Mega Nuts.
Mega Nuts. We have so many
Scrotlicker Mega Nuts.
Yeah, this is how the ideas document works. Most of it is like all done in one go.
Your bigger chinas.
Cheese penis? What does that say for you?
Chicken penis.
Oh right.
Chicken cheese. Chicken anus. Chicken fart. Fart penis. Fart penis.
My name is Ruptured Fart Penis.
Why would you want to do that?
It's not that I want to, it's just that my life is like this. Adam, where are your wiener at?
Where are your wiener at?
It's like a neck pillow, but for your anus. I'm sorry, what? Have to sit on a donut? Oh.
Yo, wait. Whoa.
What?
DM this guy the Google Drive link.
Okay.
He's verified somehow. This is crazy, bro. Okay, now let's not tell that to anybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.